All right, we're on the record for After Talk. Hi, everybody.
So what should the rules be about what we study?
Oh, good question. I mean, I don't feel like there should be too many rules. I guess one rule would be it should be concluded, right? Not in progress.
Yeah. So we're only studying history, like stuff.
So that
we can
go all the way through a series and not catch up.
For example, I don't know, let's say Dragnet or whatever. We're going to set up the rules of what are all of the drug use episodes of Dragnet? And then we go through it and we have that meta.
Yeah. Yeah. For stuff like that. I'm not opposed to doing another like crazy guest. If there's a good list of guests, that was fun to do.
But
I would say that there were probably fewer surprises with guests. The ones that were surprises were really good, but
I wouldn't mind, in the spirit of the Larry Sanders Show or whatever, like what if we picked 1 year of the Tonight Show and
we just picked
12 episodes that we're going to watch unironically,
like 1975
in their completion. And it's like, oh my God, I can't believe Dr. Joyce Brothers was so popular.
Right, right. Oh, that's pretty fun. Yeah. I love that idea. Yeah. There's some good collections out there, especially on the fast services of those kinds of shows. I feel like the fast services are a great source of ideas for shows.
Okay. Just floating this out there.
Yeah.
What about In Search Of?
Oh, I loved In Search Of.
I did too. I don't think Bryce has any idea what we're talking about, but
It
was hosted
funny.
By Leonard Nimoy, and it was, aliens, Bigfoot, we're in search of the truth about a different topic every week.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. So you think there's something there, Brian, for spoiling?
I think there might be something there.
I mean, I know that I am already, I've already spent 30 years preparing to give a lecture on every single episode of whatever it is they have. And so, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's good Cord Killers content.
What about
152 episodes?
How do we feel about daytime shows?
Oh, game shows?
Game shows, Judge Judy.
Oh, hold on. What if we did a run of 10 game shows like Scrabble and just pick a random game show.
So The Price is Right, Let's Make a Deal.
Yep.
Lingo.
Yep. And
maybe, Scrabble.
And yep.
Sorry.
I know. Wild. It sounded dumb the moment I said it. You're right. You're right.
Well, because they have lingo. You're done. Yeah. Match game. There's a lot of match games.
There was also that one word game that was the first one to offer $1 million prize. Like
$20,000 pyramid. Except it was $20,000, not a million.
$60,000 pyramid. Yeah.
There were multiple versions of the pyramid. I swear there was one that was $20,000.
Well, and also like, and I'm speaking partially from, you know, work I've already done, but it's like I sat and watched the full 21 episode where the dude was cheating, and it's fascinating. Like we could talk about those historical moments as a series.
How do you feel about classics like Love Boat, Happy Days, I Love Lucy,
Chips? Even?
Huh?
Chips, Knight Rider,
Chips,
The Incredible Hulk, like just one of each.
Oh, Incredible Hulk, yeah. Ooh, I like that. I like collections, like superheroes of the 70s. You could do Wonder Woman,
by
Incredible
theme,
Hulk, Flash.
Right? It's like, yeah. What do we understand about this archetype that they're playing with?
Mm-hmm. Also, Gunsmoke, all of it, every episode.
Now, presumably, these will be things that we haven't seen before. So some of so it will be important to make sure we don't set ourselves up to have to do impossible research for these things.
True. Like, we should only set ourselves up to do historical context on things we already know the historical context of.
Saying, like, if we do, like, all the drug episodes of Dragnet, for example, like, we would have to find out what those are. Like, the Miami Vice thing worked because...
folks in the audience who are like, oh, I'm an enthusiast of that. I can send you the, you know...
I think that's maybe what we're teasing at is the right answer to this is that this becomes a collaboration, that people write us and explain, here's what you should do. These four episodes of this show.
I have a great idea.
It explores blank, 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 and blank. It's the first time you ever see doobie, doobie, dobby, doo.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
All of those. Doobie, dobby, ourselves.
Diddy.
Doobie. All of them. And doo.
Kanye.
But I think I cut you off.
The thing that worked really well for Miami Vice, and the reason we did it was because I presume it was because there was that Twitter thread of all of the celeb, and so maybe that is something to look out for. Is I don't know social if something pops up on so because maybe the rule is that we be open-minded when it's time to come up with the next thing, and we make it maybe a little topical, because that's kind of I wouldn't say the Our Miami Vice Watch is topical, but it's because of that thread of all of the celeb encounters that we did.
Yeah, that's a good thing to keep an eye out for, is if you're seeing some kind of
this is not me trying to double our work. But I would imagine.
But Tom, can you do twice as much work?
No, I guess. I might be into, if somebody proposes a really good face-off, like Alfred Hitchcock Presents versus this one episode versus The Twilight Zone.
Sure.
And then we get to have a little bit of a debate on why each one. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah. No, I'm not against that. That would be just like a one-off, right?
Yeah. But yeah, exactly.
I'm not against even having three, you know, because I imagine I'm blanking on the name of that other Twilight Zone, but
doggone.
We control the horizontal. We control
the Outer Limits.
Outer Limits. Thank you.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
Oh my god, that might be a good three-way face-off.
That's also a good idea.
I mean, we've done this, so I wouldn't do this. I'm just going to say that, but an example would be The Office pilots, America and the U.S. We've actually done that in the past. Been a while. Right.
But imagine we hadn't seen either, and we watched the two side by side, and we discussed which one we liked more.
That could be another type of thing.
Or what about this? We could also position over time, like the same show tends to get rebooted again and again and again. What if we watch the first Twilight Zone the second time?
The third Futurama.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I also like, we used to do this on autopilot. The show that Scott and I did where we just watched pilot episodes, but the unpilot. So if we could, if there was a collection of unpilots that somebody had put together,
like
unpilots are when they basically backdoored a story into another story. So the classic one is Happy Days. The pilot of Happy Days was an episode of Love American Style.
Wow.
I mean, Frasier was from Cheers.
Yeah, right. There are lots of, I think Laverne and Shirley, I mean, there's a difference between spun out and unpilot too.
We could also do a series of spinoffs, you know, just the first episodes.
Linkages.
Your Joey's, your...
Do you want to hear... you want to hear GQ's?
After mashes.
Yeah.
You want to hear GQ's list of top 10 TV spinoffs?
Gimme.
that are actually good. Number one, The Simpsons.
Spinoff from
Tracy Ullman.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tracy Ullman, that's right. Frasier. Oh, Frasier.
Right.
Yep.
Spinoff of Joey.
Better Call Saul.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Very good spinoff.
Angel. Remember Angel?
Yep.
Spinoff of Buffy. Okay. Buffy.
Yep.
House of the Dragon. Did that come out?
Jeez.
Yeah, it did.
It did.
I think you guys talked about it quite a bit.
We did. Yeah.
The Good Fight.
The Good Wife.
From The Good Wife, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Hills.
Is that an OC spinoff?
It was a spinoff of Laguna Beach, which was based off of The OC. Yes.
Wow.
So it was twice removed. Wow.
Law and Order SVU. That's
17 more after that. Yeah.
Number nine.
That's what the SV is for.
That's that 90s show.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That
really
did not do great.
That's on the list.
That first episode was good. I look forward to
this content.
And number 10, Fear the Walking Dead, which has been on for 8 years now.
Wow.
Successful, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think it ended.
I mean,
I guess that's still pretty.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I don't know if this would be as interesting to y'all, but I am fascinated with long-running shows doing character changes, like when a character leaves. So an example would be in Cheers, the episode where Diane leaves, the episode after Coach dies, the episode where Woody arrives, like
or those Night Court, when they go through a series of bailiffs and finally figure out that a young, healthy Black woman would be the better, more reliable bailiff.
I love stuff like that.
Yeah, I know. I always miss that stuff. I never noticed when someone gets recast. The only time I've noticed it was on Arrested Development, when it was both obvious and written into the script.
And written into the script.
I guess what,
I was obsessed with
Bewitched
character changes
with the match. Darrens would be the canonical one.
Oh, sure. Tom, what was that?
I was obsessed with the MASH character changes.
Oh, did they have?
Because they basically everybody except Alan Alda and Radar changed over the course of the show.
Oh,
they changed BJ's.
Yeah, BJ was Trapper John first.
No kidding.
Trapper John was replaced by BJ.
They got rid of Harry Potter.
Colonel Potter replaced Colonel Harry. What's his face? Well, I guess Hot Lips stuck around. She didn't get replaced. Henry Blake.
Houlihan.
Henry
Blake.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. And you have to, right? Like, MASH was on. How long was MASH on? 11 seasons.
Longer than the actual Korean War, which is my favorite
Much
fact
longer.
About it.
Yeah, like 3 times as long as the Korean War.
Yeah. I'm really excited about this new framework. I think there's going to be lots of
fun options,
fun here, things to study and unpack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please send us your favorites.
Portkillers@gmail.com for sure.
Or leave us a message here on Patreon. We see those too. Or on YouTube.
Right. We've absolutely
been seeing the YouTube comments as well. So.
Yeah. Or call Bryce directly. 512.
Yeah.
I don't have a 512 number.
See,
if you just whisper,
I saw that you did not tense up.
Wait,
and I knew that I had made a
that.
Poor call.
512 is not everybody gets a 512.
I don't have I don't have an Austin number. I still have no Virginia.
He still has his Virginia.
I was gonna say, is Austin big enough that it split its area code?
No.
Though in Virginia, where my parents live, they are splitting out. they're not all the 757 anymore. I miss you.
That was when Eileen got her Samsung Galaxy Fold, she was all excited because she's like, oh, I can get a 312, the original LA area code. I don't have to get one of the other ones.
Did she do it or did she change it?
Yeah, she did.
Wow.
Is it 312 though? That's not right.
Do any of you guys actually answer your phone if you don't know, if you don't know for sure?
Unless I'm expecting the call, absolutely not. 213. Yeah. It was 213.
Same.
If it's a local number, or if it's a 512 number, which helps because I don't have a 512 number, so that means that kind of filters out those spam calls. If it's a local number, I'll usually get it, or if it doesn't say spam likely.
That's the worst is when I'm doing a thing with local people like mortgage or something, and they have more than, you know, just one phone number. They have people on their staff. Then I have to start answering things with local area codes because it could be them. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, yeah, I'm like, well, if they really need me, they'll leave a message and I'll get back to them.
Did I don't think I shared this on the comedy show, so I'll share it here. But Bonnie has kind of an adorable sing-songy way of her voicemail going, hello, you've reached beady beady boo doo boo doo boo. Leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. And it's like, once you've heard it enough times, it sticks with you. So I'm upstairs and over in the other room, I hear my 10-year-old saying, hello, this is Bonnie Brushwood. You've reached a boo doo boo doo boo, a boo doo boo doo boo. Leave a message and I'll get right back to you. And I was like, sweetie, are you singing the voicemail song from your mom's phone? And she goes, yeah.
Nice. Hit song. All right, Brian, your assignment is to watch Lower Decks as well as Miami Vice. But
How many?
I think there's only two so far.
There might be a third. Well,
I did get tricked into doing the musical episode of Strange New Worlds.
There's three. I was wrong. There's three. The first episode is called Tuvix.
Oh, dear. Okay. All right. All right. All right. I'm in.
You only get Tuvix.
And it's their, it's, you know, they've done like a love letter to Deep Space Nine, a love letter to the original. This is their Voyager love letter.
Love letter. Yeah. Man, Strange New Worlds, that musical episode, it's like, they do the exact right amount of saying something, something, something. Very good reason. Everyone has to sing. And it's like, I was just fully in. It was great. It was great beyond words.
I definitely bought the premise.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, K-pop, Klingon.
I was gonna say,
oh my God. I forgot about that part. Oh my God. Oh, I feel like once we're done recording, Bryce needs to just watch that one moment.
You know what? That's fine because I'm not going to watch this episode. Because I'm not going to watch the musical episode.
Okay.
That's fine. Well,
all right, folks. Yeah. It's a new era. It's a new world. It's a reckoning. Cord Killer's Reckoning begins next week. The world of entertainment is turned upside down, and we're just trying to find out how to watch what we want, where we want, whenever we want.
Where's the good stuff?
Where's the good stuff?
Yep.
That's right. Hey, continue being the great stuff. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Love you.